ourselves. I can't afford to be. This is small town music. This is big town music. He's ahead of his time, you know, but he can't use it. If only he could prove it. Well, tomorrow's just a song away. A song away. A song away.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Rock Solid, the comedy podcast for all things music, both new and classic. I'm Pat Francis.
And I am Dave Vestini.
And today, folks, we are going to do a second of many episodes that I call a versus episode.
Yes.
Now, the last time we did this, it was Pyromania by Def Leppard versus Slippery When Wet by Bon Jovi. I don't think it went the way a lot of people thought it would go, and that's okay.
It definitely didn't, especially if you take into consideration the reaction on Twitter.
Yes, but a lot of people did agree with us, too.
It's true. I think once you listen, right?
Right.
I think you go into it thinking, well, how could Def Leppard possibly lose this battle?
Right.
And then once you sit down and listen, I think a lot of people came over to our side.
Exactly. And especially in the way that we're doing it, we're going in order of the tracks as they appear on the original album, and they're going head to head. So track one against track one, track two. Look, overall, you know, maybe Pyromania is the better album, but when we do it versus style, it's not.
It's true. Occasionally you end up with a matchup, which is a little odd.
Now, Dave, let me tell you this special surprise for you today. The last time I said, I wonder if we should have a third person in here to break a tie or do something like that. And then we decided that, no, we don't want that.
Okay.
But a person has agreed to sit in just to keep score.
Okay.
That way it takes the pressure off of you and me.
Pressure.
So let me let him in. Here we go. I'm admitting him. Let's see when he's going to appear.
Oh boy.
So we have Evil Dave Vestini and we have Nice Dave. Dave, say your last name for me so I get it right.
Yeah, absolutely. It's Schneier.
Schneier. Okay.
There you go.
Also, you'll know Nice Dave because his audio is horrible. Okay.
This is true.
Now, Dave, have agreed. Nice, Dave, you've agreed to just keep score.
Absolutely.
You're going to sit in. You're going to keep score. No comments. Look at that. He's got a pad and paper. And
it's
on one side,
the least you could expect from a scorekeeper.
The least you could expect. And, well, he actually wrote Def Leppard at the top, and he wrote Bon Jovi at the other side. Dave, there are 12 tracks on each one of these albums. Of course, I'm talking about Hysteria from 1987 going up against New Jersey from 1988. You are both in New Jersey currently?
Oh, no.
No.
No, no.
Where are you?
I'm in our nation's capital, Washington, D.C.
All hail to the chief.
Indeed.
Dave Vestini, you are in New Jersey. That should not have any effect over how you rate these albums because you're a fair and honest person.
I am. And I also, as we learned in the last one, I don't have that warm a spot in my heart for Bon Jovi. So
no, you don't.
No, I don't.
That was why it was quite telling when you went with Slippery When Wet.
Yeah, for sure.
Dave, Nice Dave, just to get a read from you. You listened to the episode last time?
I did. I loved it.
Which album won for you in the way that we did it?
In the way that you all did it, Slippery When Wet won as well for me. Yeah, it's a solid album. There are a few clunkers, but overall, a really solid album.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to swear this early on a Sunday morning, but fuck the haters. Right?
Sure.
Come on.
Yeah, that's one way to look at it, sure.
All right, I can't really do this unless I have my backdrop. Now I feel more comfortable in my own space.
Also, very important to the listening audience.
Yeah, because there's no video.
Yeah.
Only audio. All right, let's do it. We're going to start with Hysteria because it came out prior to New Jersey. It came out in 1987. Def Leppard returns with only nine arms in the band this time. But they still give it a solid effort. Now it's going to be tough. 9 arms against 10 arms in Bon Jovi.
Yeah.
So there might even be 12 arms, because I don't know that Alec John Such plays very much on the album.
Is he out by this point?
He's not out, but from what I read, he would tour and he's on the albums, but Hugh McDonald is the guy on bass usually in the studio.
When did he get the boot? I guess he gets the boot after this.
He gets the boot. No, he's on the next album too, which is
really
Keep the Faith. I mean, his picture is. That's all I'm saying.
Still don't understand that whole thing.
Like the Peter Criss of that band. And Bon Jovi's New Jersey came out in 1988. Both of these albums were coming off of both bands' biggest album. So a lot to prove.
Yes.
And I believe.
So what were the years again?
Go ahead, buddy.
What were the years again?
1987 for Hysteria.
Okay.
1988 for New Jersey.
Really?
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Now, since you're not keeping score today, Festini, you could actually look things up.
Well,
I mean, that wouldn't be.
That's bad. Okay. You just said, oh Jesus. You just said the dates. I was thinking maybe you could recall them quickly.
I could. They were right in front of me.
Point taken.
It wasn't a problem at all. Both of these albums surpassed the previous albums in sales and popularity, correct?
I don't believe.
Maybe not with
Slippery. I don't know about with Slippery When Wet or with New Jersey.
Right, hold on.
Why do I feel like
I don't want to speak out of turn?
Now I'm pulling up. Let's see.
Hold on. I'm pulling it up too. And I'm sure Nice Dave isn't, because he's keeping score. He has to concentrate. Okay. I'm scrolling through some Wikipedia.
He has one job. Which one did you look up?
I'm looking up Bon Jovi, because that's the one I thought.
I know. Which album?
Well, Slippery When Wet. Slippery When Wet sold 12 million in the U.S. and New Jersey sold 7 million in the U.S. But
there you go. Yeah, I see. I thought that was the case, because Slippery When Wet was their big.
Yeah, that's the. Yeah. Okay. So I'm wrong, and I don't mind being wrong, but I am. All right. So which is the better album? On paper, I don't know. Hysteria, I guess, on paper, right?
Yeah, definitely.
But in the way we do it, who knows?
I don't know. Some publication called Number One, which I've never heard of, gave New Jersey at 1 star.
All right. That's what we're up against today, Dave.
Wow, that's rough. Okay.
Again, put it on a t-shirt. Fuck the haters. Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
Here we go. We're going to take it from the top. Track one. From Hysteria. It was also the first single, first video, first time we got to see a guy drum with one arm and a stub.
Well, he doesn't use the stub.
Yeah, why didn't he? Why didn't they just attach a giant drumstick onto that, and then he could hit a gong at the end of the show every night?
Yeah, that's a good question. Some sort of giant prosthesis.
Yes. Yeah. All right, here we go. I think Rick Allen now has lived more years with one arm than he has with two.
Probably.
Yeah. Well, again, you can look it up, Dave, but just sit there like a schlub. All right, here we go.
He's an inspiration to everyone.
Yeah, he is. That's true.
He really is. Yeah.
I mean, I could lose an arm. I wouldn't even be able to podcast anymore. All right, here we go. Track one from Hysteria. This is Women. And again, folks, it's not What's That Smell, which is what I thought it was for years. What's the real lyric?
What's That Spell?
What's That Spell? Yeah, I thought it was What's That Smell, but I thought it was in a good way, you know, because ladies smell nice, perfume and stuff. So I always thought, What's That Smell?
Oh, gee.
All right. Not in a nasty way. Back off. Here we go.
Of course not.
Women.
Never.
Here comes Women. We'll be right back. right. It took a long time to get there. I played a minute and 45 seconds of that song. It's five minutes and 43 seconds long. Okay, now, Dave, the last time we did it, we played both songs and then we talked, correct?
Yes.
Correct. Nice. Well, yeah, is that what we did?
Yeah, that is.
Because how could you vote?
We're not going to vote.
You could comment on the song.
Yeah. Well, that's true. All right. We reserve comment until after. Okay, fine.
Right. Okay. So we're jumping into track one of New Jersey. This is Lay Your Hands on Me. We're 2 minutes in. Lyrically, we haven't heard a lot from Lay Your Hands on Me. I want to say that both of these albums are produced by the producers that produced the previous albums also, Mutt Lang and Bruce Fairbairn. Okay, so both of the bands decided to start out with like almost a six-minute song, which, I don't know. That's their choice. Okay, Dave.
Yes.
Women versus Lay Your Hands on Me. Oh boy.
I can already feel the heat or the hate or the heat of the hate. Oh my goodness.
What's that smell? Oh, that's Dave sweating.
Well, first of all, now that you've made me start looking things up, I was unaware of this. In most countries other than the United States and Canada, Animal was the first single off of Pyromania. It was not Women, because I've always thought, like, whose grand idea was it to make Women the first single off that album?
It's a horrible opening track too.
It's not great. It's not a bad song. It's certainly not a lead single.
No,
and it's not as good as Lay Your Hands on Me, in my honest opinion.
I have to be honest too. I like the song Women a lot. But I got to go with Lay Your Hands on Me.
It's got a nice groove. You can dance to it.
Yeah. Once it gets started, it's there.
Yeah. That's a very lengthy intro. But, you know, so did Slippery When Wet had that silly organ intro. So, yeah, but, you know, but you do get that. You get that little taste of John Bon Jovi cheese in the beginning there with the whole narrated intro.
Mm-hmm.
You say you really your body.
Hey. All right, let's check in with Nice Dave and see what the score is right now.
So far, No, putting it up on camera means nothing. So far, we have 2 votes for Bon Jovi and 0 for Def Leppard.
All right. Now, I think the face-offs are going to get tougher here pretty soon. So let's go with track 2 from Hysteria. This is Rocket. Gang, that was Rocket, track 2 from Hysteria. It's going to face off against, I believe this was the first single from New Jersey. This is Bad Medicine. Here we go.
Yes, it was.
Thank you, Dave.
You're welcome.
All right, Dave Festini, I'm going to go first since you went first last time. Okay. Only seems fair, plus it's my show. Okay, so it's Bad Medicine. I mean, it's Bon Jovi doing their best Def Leppard. They've got the gang vocals. It's just, for me, I mean, it takes Rocket so much time to get going. And then I don't know. I don't think it's as good as Bad Medicine.
This one's tough.
You got a dirty down addiction that doesn't leave a track.
It seemed, but wait a minute. Now you love it. Like when we were doing Slippery When Wet, you hated that. You hated that stuff. You're all over Social Disease because of its lyrics. But now you love the dirty down addiction that doesn't leave a track. Come on.
I got a Jones for Your Affection, like a monkey on my back.
Oh, now you love it. Now it's great. Now the Jeezy lyrics are awesome.
Well, Social Disease sucks.
I think it's fun.
Okay. Which song do you like better? Rocket or Bad Medicine?
This one's so hard for me.
Hysteria, it does not start out strong. For as strong as the album is, it has better songs that could have led that album off, for sure.
Oh God, I can't decide.
Well, you gotta decide. We just can't.
I know. I think it's Rocket. I like Rocket a lot.
That's fine. That's fine. They each get a point.
I like Rocket a lot. I like Bad Medicine a lot, and I can play that little intro on the piano.
But well, now you're just bragging.
Not believing. It's not hard.
All right. So nice, Dave. Give us the new tallies.
All right. Well, Def Leppard finally on the board. So we are at 3-1 Bon Jovi over Def Leppard.
All right. Coming up might be one of the toughest battles of the day. Let's start with Def Leppard and Animal.
You're muted.
I got it, guys. Dave Fassini, I want to make sure that you're not looking at the list prior to hearing the songs.
Well, okay.
I mean, I want you to be surprised.
Fine, I have the two Wikipedia pages. I'll take all it right, down. Well,
just don't look at the song list.
Says the guy who told me to look stuff up. Okay.
Well, now I'm telling you not to look at the song list. All right. Let me see if I have any interesting tidbits. I don't. Okay. No, both of these songs are in the 4-minute range after two longer songs that led both albums off. Okay. Animal going head to head with. Oh, now, Pat, hold
good
on.
Good Lordy.
Animal going head to head with Born to Be My Baby. Here we go. Right, Dave Fassini, you are first.
See, I wasn't looking, or at least I wasn't really paying attention to the track listings, and I thought, Animal, how could it possibly how could anything beat Animal? And then Born to Be My Baby came on. And I know that little bum 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 bum. I know it's another retread over the Living in, or Jesus, Living on a Prayer. I love Born and Be My Baby.
I love it
too.
It's
a guilty pleasure. It's a guilty pleasure for me, this one. It's one of my all-time favorite Bon Jovi songs.
Same.
So I'm just going to say it. I'm taking Born to Be My Baby over Animal. I can feel it already.
And I'm taking Born to Be My Baby too. When Animal started, I was like, all right, well, it's Animal's going to win. But then Born to Be My Baby makes me, again, feel something.
Yes.
You know, the lyrics are just, they're on the nose, but it makes me feel something more than have to figure out what Animal the fuck is talking about. And I love Animal. Like, if both songs are a 10.
Because these are the two bands you're going to for deep meaning.
Absolutely. What's but that both smell? Of these songs are a 10, right, Dave?
Is Animal a 10?
It's a pretty great song.
I don't know if I give either of them a 10. You have to do a lot to achieve 10 for me.
Okay.
Definitely a 9-ish for
sure. Okay. They're on a scale of 1 to 10, they would both have the same score, is what I'm saying. Most likely. Okay, maybe not. Okay.
I say maybe Animal's maybe one less.
All right. Born to Be My Baby gets 2 votes. Nice, Dave. What's the new tally?
Jovi building a sizable lead right now, 5-1.
And Dave, people are just hating the episode right now, right, Fistini?
Yes, they're
because they cannot believe
swearing in their cars. Yeah,
they just can't believe what's happening right now.
Well, after listening to the last episode, maybe they can.
True. All right, now both bands are going to drop something more in the ballady arena. Def Leppard's going to drop something called "Love Bites." Here we go.
If you could live in innocence, by charity, live with
I do not.
What do you think?
Bad idea.
Does he look like me?
He does not.
Do you tell lies?
Like Mike Siegel.
And say that it's forever.
Of course.
Do you think twice? Or just touch and see.
All right, love bites. Now, that doesn't mean love sucks. That means love, it bites, it gets into you, it hooks you. That's what that means. It doesn't mean love sucks.
Well, I mean, like, do you enjoy getting bitten by something? I think you could.
I understand what you're saying, too. Love bites because it could end.
I think there's a correlation between it biting and sucking is what I'm saying.
All right. Well, I didn't think we went to these bands for the deep lyrics, Dave.
What? You brought it.
All right. I did bring it up. Okay. Track 4 from New Jersey is something called Living in Sin. Let's hear it.
Oh, no.
I
Here we go. I think it's my turn, right,
Dave? It is. Thank God it is. Yes.
All right. Here's the deal. I love both of those songs, but and those Bon Jovi albums, they Bon Jovi lyrics get into me. They make me feel something, even though it's, you know, a little. He's doing his Springsteen a little bit, but I'm going to go with Love Bites because I've always really enjoyed Love Bites. I really do. It's an epic track for me. I love it.
Love Bites to me is one of those quintessential Def Leppard songs, right?
Yeah.
You've got the great vocal, the production, it's the sound of, especially from this album on, of Def Leppard. And again, I thought, there's no way. Nothing beats Love Bites. And then Living, first of all, can we talk about the sequence so far? How similar it is?
It is very similar.
As far as the pace and the songs, and now we've both gotten to the first ballad. I love Living in Sin. I liked it as a kid. And I'm trying to judge them as an adult now, as opposed to how I would have judged them maybe as a teenager. It was a hell of a lot closer than I thought it was going to be. I too am going to go with Love Bites.
All right. Excellent. Excellent. Let me tell you, there's a line in Living in Sin. I don't need your daddy telling us what we should do. Dave, before you got married or before you got engaged, did you ask Nancy's dad for permission to marry
her? I did. I did do that. Yes. I remember it vividly.
All right.
He told me I had to get a job.
See, this is.
I swear to you, that was his exact. He paused for a minute. We were in the car. He paused for a minute and he said, "You know, you got to get a job." And I said, "Well, yeah." I said, "Absolutely."
And you said, "Yeah, I'll get a B job." I
said, oh my goodness! And then he threw me out of the car. No, all right. I was living in his house at the time. That would have been a bad move.
Now that's interesting because I feel like that's such an old fashioned, antiquated thing. Like it's like the Nancy's her dad's property, and you have to ask for
permission. It's not. I don't know if it's permission so much as it's a blessing, right? A quote unquote blessing, like or approval. You know, like before I go and ask your daughter to marry me, I just want to check with you first if you have any reservations.
But I mean, if he said no, you're doing it anyway.
But is he really? I mean, how much of a douche do you have to be for a father to say no?
That's the price you know. That's what could happen.
Yeah, but I feel like anybody who's worth his salt is asking, unless they're a complete con artist, which I guess is possible.
I did not ask. No way.
Did you even consider asking?
No, that's between me and Pilar. If I ask and she says yes, contract sealed.
All right, that's fair.
Am I going to ask a guy that's on his third marriage if I can marry his daughter?
Okay, well, that's fair, but it's also a different circumstance. My father-in-law was not on his third marriage.
Yeah.
You know, it was a little more traditional, perhaps.
Do you need to be asked by whoever might propose to your daughter? Because I don't need to be. If the kid's been around and I like the kid, like if I don't like the kid, I'm going to tell her long before he pops a question. I'm going to go, this kid's no good. and he's never been no good. And he needs to get a job.
Well, yeah, but you're not. Don't you fear that that will have the reverse response? Like that will. Oh yeah, Dad doesn't like him.
Yeah,
I guess it also depends on your relationship with. I would be really disappointed if my daughter brought somebody home who was just a complete jerk. I think she has better judgment than
that. Yeah, I feel the same way. My kids have a better judgment than that too. So, but again, if the kid's been coming to our house for holidays and, you know, I like the kid, I'm hugging them at holidays and we're exchanging pleasantries, then they don't have to ask me.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. I guess I'm little more of a stickler for tradition. I would like to be asked, I suppose. Okay.
You're a stickler for tradition, so no sex before marriage. I applaud you, Dave. Okay.
Let's... You know what?
All right. Speaking of no sex before marriage, track 5, Pour Some Sugar on Me. Oh. One lump or two.
That's an excellent segue.
All right. Here we go. Track 5. It's strong.
Step inside. Walk this way. You and me, babe. Hey, hey!
Right. It's a staple at strip clubs for sure.
Is it?
I think it is. All right. Track 5 from New Jersey is Blood on Blood.
Oh no.
Am I first this time?
No, I think it's me. Yeah, Dave, scorekeeper Dave says
Dave's
me.
First. Okay, yep. Okay. Thank you, Dave. Nice, Dave, for keeping track of that.
You've proven your value. Thank you.
Yes, for sure.
Oh, God. I thought, pour some sugar again. Pour some sugar on me. What could possibly beat it? I love Blood on Blood, but it is, It's very similar. I'm like, man, that chorus, it sounds like it's very similar to I Die For You. In a world,
a song that we love.
Yeah. Yeah. And the, isn't there another line about it? The three of the two buddies go out and get a hooker, another hooker for Bon Jovi.
Yeah, I mean, look, in 2023, that is a little bit creepy.
I think it might have been creepy back then, too.
I know it. Knew this white trash girl. We each threw in a 10. She took us to this cheap hotel and turned us into men. Now, look, that's a gang bangy, not a good lyric. For sure, it's not.
It was bad to begin with.
Listen, think of it this way. That girl that turned them into men is now dancing to Pour Some Sugar on Me at the local strip club. So look, it all comes around. You got to pick one, Dave.
Jesus. Well, now that we've had that incredible insight, it's Pour Some Sugar on Me. I love Blood on Blood. It started and I was like, oh, geez, we might have a problem here. But it's Pour Some Sugar on Me. It is the kind of the pinnacle of the pop Def Leppard. I'm going Pour Some Sugar on Me.
And for me, it's Blood on Blood because
when
that song started, I actually got a chill because it makes me think of my best friends from high school who are still my friends, John Gallagher and Jim Schultz. We never threw any money in and got turned into men. But that's a nostalgia trip for me. It just makes me think of, you know, small town and high school and the bonds you make, you know. And I remember when I went to college, everyone would tell me the friends you make in college are the friends you'll have for life. And I'm like, so these people that I've known for 12 years since kindergarten, they're done. I never believed that. I would never like that. If you're my friend, you're my friend for life. And that's why Nice Dave will always be my friend. And Dave Festini, will see you once a month.
the only reason you know Nice Dave is because of me.
That's true. So there it is. That's a tie on that one.
I'm surprised you went with.
I really love Blood on Blood.
It hits you. It hits you right there in the heart.
It hits you right here in the heart. Yeah. I got a chill when it started. I was like, oh, well, that's telling. Nice Dave. What is our score now?
Well, that's a surprising pick, Pat, I have to say, which keeps Bon Jovi in the lead, but barely. Def Leppard catching up. It is 6-4 now, Bon Jovi. Oh,
all right.
Okay, we got a fight.
We do have a fight, and track 6 from Hysteria is coming up. The band is going to Armageddon it. Here we go. Right, Armageddon it from Def Leppard Hysteria, track 6. What is Bon Jovi going to throw in the ring from New Jersey, track 6? Something called Homebound Train. Let's hear it.
about to tell the thing now. Cause you can't dance, you can take a chance on your rosary now. I'm going down.
All right. I'm first, I believe.
Yes.
Yes.
No contest. Out of all the songs we've heard so far, I never listen to Homebound Train. I skip it. So it's Armageddon. It's a knockout.
Yeah, 100%. This is the first stinker in the.
Yeah, this is Stinkeroo.
Yeah. I mean, talk about on the nose. The name of the song is Homebound Train. We have a train sound effect in the beginning. And if that wasn't enough, we have to hear him go, woo, woo, at the beginning of it. Like,
I mean,
it's like a horrible throwaway Aerosmith.
So, yeah. It's, I think it's about bad. The train they pulled on that white trash girl. I think that's what that, that song's about. Yeah. That's it's a clunker. It's so bad. I mean, it brings this album down. I mean, I skip it every time. I never have enjoyed it.
12 tracks, right? 12 tracks on the album. They could have done without this one. They could have let this one off.
I mean, in Armageddon, it ends a four-track run from Animal, Love Bites, Pour Some Sugar on Me, and Armageddon. And then Homebound Train just crash that train into a wall.
It's terrible, but it triggered in my mind. Listening to Armageddon, it is lyrically like the Def Leppard songs are super strong, right? Catchy, yeah. Great.
Yep.
But lyrically, you don't connect with those songs like you do the Bond, not necessarily Homebound Train, but like right. You were talking about on the last one with Blood on Blood. Lyrically, it triggers an emotion inside of you. So I think that's where they're getting their edge to a certain extent.
From you and I, for sure.
Yeah,
like the Def Leppard songs are like a puzzle. Like you're like, what is this?
What the hell, Armageddon? What the hell? Yeah,
and it's kind of a pun too. Like, are you getting it? I'm a get. Right. You know what I mean? Oh, you're getting laid. Aha, funny.
Okay, picture this: it's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right, we're going to go. If this was a vinyl age, we would flip both of these albums over, I believe. And we're going to start with track 7 of 12 for Def Leppard. This is Gods of War. Intros are too long on some of these songs.
Yeah.
Put it right there.
Yeah. Or make the intro a separate track.
Right. Minutes of it for the chorus. don't know when they're going to say Gods of War, but they will eventually. Okay.
Eventually.
Let's move on to track 7 from New Jersey. The song is called Wild is the Wind. Here we go.
Another intro.
Yep. It's like yes. Now we're gonna hear Roundabout. I believe we start with Dave Festini. Am I correct?
That is correct.
Go ahead, Dave.
Yeah, I mean, Gods of War started, and I thought, well, here's an easy one for Bon Jovi to take. And then Wild is the Wind started playing. You know, the Gods of War, I feel like this was like, okay, this is for the hard rock fans. This is the track that keeps us somewhat connected to our roots, to all the people who were like, you know, who heard Pour Some Sugar on Me and went, what the hell is this? I can sing you without having played the songs. I can sing you the chorus of Gods of War. I can't sing the chorus of Wild is the Wind. But you talk about just a throwaway song that I don't even remember. I kept waiting for it to become familiar to me, and it didn't, never happened. So Gods of War for me, for sure.
All right. And for me, it actually is Wild as the Wind, because I've never connected with the song Gods of War. I know it's the album track. I know it's, you know, there's a ton of stuff going on, and it's heavy, and it's, you know, it's hard rock.
Wow. Really?
But I've always enjoyed Wild as the Wind.
Ugh. No, you know? That one, that's a complete loser for me, that song. Very just...
I'm not going to fight for it.
Formulaic.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Defend it. Defend your pick.
I just like it better. That's all I got. I just enjoy it better. Yeah, I've never connected with Gods of War. It's the homebound train for me. Of that.
Yeah, album. I mean, I don't, it's not even that I connect with it so much as it's just, to me, it's just a better song.
Yeah, it probably is. It's probably more musical. It's probably better constructed, but for my taste, I just don't, you know, I don't like that one.
All right. I know that the people on Twitter will hate me a little less for this one.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. They'll think I'm an idiot. Well, they already do. I mean, the opinions will stay the same, I guess.
Okay.
Let's get the score. Nice, Dave.
Well, sticking with our tie from last round, we are still tied 7-7 for Def Leppard and Bon Jovi.
Wow.
For those of you listening at home, but believe it or not, Dave is not speaking through a megaphone. He's not. It's just his sound. And he's giving me the finger.
All right. Track 8 from Def Leppard is Don't Shoot Shotgun. Here we go.
Run for Kevin. Don't shoot. Shoot.
She's so dangerous.
Shotgun.
All right, Don't Shoot Shotgun is going up against, what is the song, track 8 from New Jersey. All right, track 8 from New Jersey is weird because it actually serves as more of an intro to the song that follows, but it has a song title and it is its own track and it's a minute 25 seconds, so it's a song. This is Ride.
Oh no.
Ride, Cowboy, Ride. Here we go. All right, Ride, Cowboy, Ride. Who goes first? I forget.
Pat, it's you.
Oh, boy. I mean, how much do I want people to dislike me? I mean, and this Ride, Cowboy, Ride's probably a holdover from that Young Guns soundtrack too, that he just, but man, I really enjoy Ride, Cowboy, Ride. I'm going with Ride, Cowboy, Ride.
Wow. Oh no.
Wow.
I know.
I'm so happy that that's your choice. Cause again, I wish they had taken Ride, Cowboy, Ride and made it an actual get rid of that stupid Wild as the Wind garbage and make Ride, Cowboy, Ride an actual song. I love that stupid, what is it, a minute and
40, 25 seconds or something? What are you picking, Dave? What are you picking?
God. Don't Shoot Shotgun played, and I was gonna make a little wise ass comment, like, and when somebody chose Woman as the for Women as the first single instead of this, it's not even a single. Oh my god, how can I choose a minute and 25 like little intro?
It's a song
over Don't Shoot Shotgun.
You have to do something, man. What are you doing?
Jeez. Don't Shoot Shotgun.
All right. I don't know if you went with your gut on that.
Which song have I like sung more in my life? I'm changing my vote.
Oh, all right.
I'm changing my vote. Ride, Cowboy, Ride. Oh.
There you go. I could tell that you were.
It's when you said, I don't think it's from your heart that it you're right. It wasn't.
All right.
Ride, Cowboy, Ride.
All right.
Oh no.
You were trying to get likes and clicks with your Don't Shoot Shotgun. You didn't go with your heart.
Okay. I love Don't Shoot Shotgun. It's just it's a great straight ahead rock and roll track, but something inside. I love the Ride, Cowboy, Ride.
Like, Don't Shoot Shotgun started to play, and I'm like, this is the Def Leppard I like. I don't like that right. Gods of War, but I like. All right, what's the new score?
Well, they're going to riot in the streets. Bon Jovi up 9-7 right now.
All right.
Oh, no.
All right.
You got to be kidding me.
Here we go. We got a bunch of tracks left. 9, 10, 11, 12. We got... four tracks from each band left, okay? So, let's go with Def Leppard, track 9. This is probably what's happening right now. This is Run Riot.
Hey.
anyway, there it was, Run Riot. God, I wish we were having a video today. I kind of like how my hair looks today. This is just, I just woke up, put some dry shampoo in it, ready to go. Nice. All right. Track 9 from Bon Jovi's New Jersey is, where is it? Right there it is. Stick to your guns. Here we go. Here we go. I don't know why from round to round, I can't remember who is supposed to pick next or first, but that's why Dave's here. Dave.
Dave, you'll be picking. Dave, you'll be picking first this round.
Gives Dave purpose. That's why.
I like him here. He's going to be with us when we do this again, for sure.
He's good at counting. I'll give him that.
Is he better than that guy from Sesame Street? Who is that guy?
The Count?
Yes.
Did you make him dress up like, well, then no one would really see it but other than us.
Well, if he dressed up like the Count, people would see it.
That'd be commitment. Oh, God. Yeah. Run Riot starts. And I'm like, I'm turning up the car. I'm turning up the radio in my car.
Yep.
And I'm thinking, man, what stupid Bon Jovi song could possibly knock this song off its perch? And then that Stick to Your Gun starts.
Dave, you got to stick to your guns, Dave.
It's an it's truly an emotion thing. I think that this Bon Jovi album must have just hit me at a time in my life when I was vulnerable. These songs start like Run Riot starts. I'm like, I'm jamming around. I'm playing air drums and air guitar, and then Stick to Your Gun starts, and it's just like I'm filled with this emotion. I'm gonna get killed on Twitter.
Yeah, your heart just falls into your shoe with this one.
The end. It's the end of me. I'm not. I can't fall into the Bon Jovi ballad trap on this one. It's Run Riot.
All right. Are you okay? All right.
I can't do it. I have to try and remove emotion, teenage angst and emotion from it.
Okay. I'm going, the way I do it is like, of these two songs, I can never, the one I choose means I can never hear the other one again. And for me, jeez, I choose Stick to Your Guns over Run Riot any day of the week. I don't need to hear Run Riot ever again. Stick to your guns just makes me feel something that a soon to be 59-year-old man would feel. I just love it.
I can't change my vote again. No, I gotta stay with
you'll
Run
seem
Riot.
If you do, you'll seem wishy-washy, but I'm just saying, when I choose one of these, it's I'm thinking about, I can, between these two, I can listen to this one for the rest of my life and I'll never hear that one again. And for me, this destroys Run Riot for me personally. So, new scores.
Oof. Yeah, let's hear it, Dave. What do we got?
Bon Jovi, still in the lead, up by 2, 10-8 right now.
Bon Jovi, what was 10-8? Was that? I'm sorry, Dave.
I hate you so much.
10-8, Bon Jovi.
Thank you, Pat.
All right.
There you go. That was better.
My good friend, Pat.
Spit Coming the up, mic out.
Track 10 versus track 10 is... This is going to be a killer matchup, guys. Oh, I don't know what's going to happen. Oh, no. Let's kick it off with the title track. It's Hysteria.
Oh.
All right, Hysteria, folks. What is it going to go up against? Here we go. Track 10 from New Jersey is I'll Be There For You. Here it comes. Here it comes.
Guess this time you're really leaving. I heard your suitcase say goodbye. Well, as my broken heart lies bleeding, you say true love, it's suicide. You say
okay, here we are. It's a strong matchup, in my opinion. Who's picking first?
Pat, it's going to be you.
This is a difficult one.
See?
I mean, when the chorus of I'll Be There For You kicked in, I was all over it. But Hysteria is such an earworm, and I've always loved it so much. One of my favorite songs on Hysteria.
It's not an easy one.
It's not.
Well, for me, it is. But
it is? Okay.
Come All right. on. You got to pick.
I'm going to go with Hysteria.
Why?
Because it's such an earworm, and it's just such a, I just love the way it sounds, and it's, and that's one where the lyrics do, you know, say something to me, you know, of these Def Leppard songs. Hysteria, When You're Near. I mean, that's, you know.
Yeah.
So it's Hysteria.
The riff at the beginning of Hysteria has always been a little too close to Goodbye Blue Sky by Pink Floyd for me.
Ooh, wow. All right.
Whenever I hear it, I immediately think of that song.
Okay.
But I'll Be There For You is just way too on the nose. It is the pinnacle of Bon Jovi sappy. He's fine. When you breathe, I want to be the air. Okay. All right. We get it, John.
But I mean, we didn't get to that part where him and Richie go back and forth, which is pretty great.
That's true. I don't dislike.
No, I don't dislike it at all. I love I'll Be There For You, but Hysteria is
very much on the nose. I'm 100% Hysteria here. This has been the easiest. I think it's been the easiest one this entire battle for me. It's Hysteria.
Like when I go through New Jersey and I put, like, you know, Born to Be My Baby or Blood on Blood up against I'll Be There For You, those two kill it. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I chose those songs at the time.
Right.
But right. All right, moving on.
After I'll Be There For You is very, it's pretty formulaic for me too, that one.
What's the score, Dave?
We are all tied up at 10.
Oh. Wow. Wow. All right.
Is it possible to have it? What do we do in the case of a tie? We just call a push?
Yeah, we just say they're both equally good, and then people on the internet will love us. All right, track 11 from Def Leppard's Hysteria 1987 is Excitable.
Are you excitable? Are you excitable? Are you excitable? Are you excited?
Oh, social disease.
I was just going to say that.
Excitable. Oh. What?
Pat?
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Oh, there we go.
All right.
Yeah, wait, I lost you there for a second.
That's okay. It says my internet connection is unstable. Can you guys still hear me?
Yeah, you're popping it out.
Uh-oh. How's now?
Yeah, now your bars just went white, so you should be better now. You were all red there for a little bit.
Oh boy.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Okay, let's go track 11 from New Jersey. While we still have internet connection, this is 99 in the Shade.
Gonna see Sahara Jack and Sunday.
right, let's choose it.
Who is it, Dave?
It's you.
I just hear people listening going, for God's sake, Jake, it's you.
How stupid are you two?
I love this song. I love 99 in the love it.
No people contest.
People say it's cheesy. Oh, it's Bon Jovi cheese.
Nope.
It's I love 99 in the shade. It's probably a top 10, possibly top 5 Bon Jovi song for me. I love everything about it. I don't remember what
Excitable. It's nonsense.
Excitable is a it's like a B-side for me. Again,
yeah,
it's good, but it's one that almost seems unfinished. Like,
yep.
99 in the shade all day long.
All day long.
Love it.
We know that Tommy and Gina are still together.
Oh, yeah. Sons of Beaches.
Which was going to be the title of this album, Sons of Beaches.
Get out.
That was the original title of the New Jersey album.
I had no idea.
Yeah.
That's
Sahara Jack and Suntan Sally. Those are two people from a Springsteen song for sure. But yeah, I'm all in. 99 in the shade. Love it. Love it. Love it. So much fun.
Love it. Yes, absolutely.
So let's get a tally now.
Well, with one song to go, Bon Jovi is up 12 to 10.
Oh,
all right. Let me tell you one more thing about Excitable, Dave. You said it's a B-side. There is a B-side from Hysteria, which is so much better than many songs on Hysteria. It's Tear It Down. And not the re-recorded version that appears on Adrenalize, but the original B-side version is amazing.
I really
recommend seeking that out. Tear It Down. It should replace Excitable, which to me is just nonsense.
I like Dave. Dave's like Ed McMahon at the old Jerry Lewis telethon when they would go to the big board. What's the tally?
Yes.
All right.
All right. Next up, both of these songs in the track 12 position have the word love in the title. As a matter of fact, they both start with the word love, but let's hear Def Leppard first. It's Love and Affection.
Oh boy.
You got the vibe, I got the heat, can you handle it?
Right, Love and Affection closing out Hysteria from 1987. What is going to close out New Jersey from 1988? I'll tell you what, a song called Love for Sale.
Hit me. Yeah. Kicked in the head.
Ouch.
Check out my mail. There was this letter that read, it said, love for sale, love for sale. I picked up the phone, everyone I could. I put my fingers through the walker to the telephone book.
You can't catch a fish if you ain't got the hook. I said, love for sale.
All right, Bon Jovi ends it with a studio fuck around song. All right, who's first? I think it's me. I finally remembered.
Yes. All right. You are correct. You are
the
correct.
Last track.
Love and Affection. I've always loved that song. It's a nice song to close out the album, and it's definitely better than a studio fuck around song. Even though that's fun, if we're going head to head, it's got to be Love and Affection for me.
Love and Affection. If you had played me Love, you played that, and it was like it was the first time I ever heard it, because I was not familiar with it one bit. It's forgettable to me.
Which one? And which one?
Love and Affection.
It's forgettable. Okay, keep going. I thought you just chose it.
No. Ooh, I would just start it off by saying the title of the song. I could tell you it was like the first time I ever heard it. I don't remember it. It's the most forgettable song on that entire album to me. And damn it, I love that. You, I'm sorry, call me a cheese. I'm going to get killed. This one's going to be the worst. This one is by far going to be the worst one. I'm getting killed for this. I love that Love for Sale track. It's just two idiots. It's Richie and his acoustic guitar and John, and they're just screwing around, and it's catchy as hell. And I've sang along with it. Hey, you talk about going with emotion. I can't tell you how many times I sang along to that stupid Love for Sale song. I love it.
All right.
I unabashedly choose it as my final Bon Jovi song. All right. Come at me. I respect
your passion. I'm not gonna argue it. But Love for Sale. We got to get a tally now, and this is gonna be this. I don't know what's here. We go. What's the tally?
So, Dave, you're gonna want to go to witness protection at this point. I think the winner is Bon Jovi with 13 votes to Def Leppard's 11 votes.
Oh, so Dave made it not be a tie.
Wow. Correct.
Dave Fassini, correct. Follow him and find him everywhere. He's on Facebook. He's on Twitter. You can go and tell him how you feel.
Oh, no.
Now, let me ask you this, Dave.
Yes.
Dave Fassini, if you could only pick one song off of both of these albums, what would be your number one song? I have one easily. I have one.
Off of each. Well, can I look at the track listings now? Because I'm an old guy and I can't.
Yes, no memory. Please. You may look now. You can only pick all one right. song of the 24.
Off of Hysteria. You know, the gut reaction is Pour Some Sugar on Me.
Okay.
But I feel like I want to say Love Bites.
Okay. That's your one off Hysteria.
And off of New Jersey, 99 in the Shade.
Wow. Okay. And then of those two, which one would be your number one song that you're going to play?
If those two fought it out.
Yeah. If you're going to play it on a loop all day long.
Well, you know, if they're, you know, but if listen to Love Bites too many times, it's gotta be 99 in the Shade. It's the more fun.
All right.
More fun.
And I don't even have to look at both albums. My favorite of all these songs is I just love Born to Be My Baby so much.
I do too. It would have been my second choice.
All right. Nice, Dave. This is where you can weigh in a little bit. What do you think of the way we scored this today? I'm even going to let you say what you think. Not song by song. That would be ridiculous.
No, that would be ridiculous, especially with my mic quality. here's the interesting thing. We're really bashing Dave for his Bon Jovi picks, but Pat, you picked Bon Jovi 8 times.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. And Dave only picked Bon Jovi 5.
Right.
So, okay, relax. Hold on.
So you're saying the win is really because of me.
Yeah, exactly. So they're going to bash you. I would have come into this thinking Def Leppard, honestly. When you invited me to score this, I started listening to them and I was like, man, I really like Hysteria. I think it's excellent. It's the tracks near the end of Bon Jovi that maybe I wasn't as familiar with. that I was like, wow, all right. I'm still going Def Leppard overall, that I like it better.
Yeah.
I'd have to take a couple more listens to New Jersey, but it starts so strong with the first three songs.
Yeah.
But I'm still going with Hysteria.
All right, cool. Cool.
I think a lot of it too has to do with the way we do this. Song sure. versus song, as opposed to, I think if you started with each, if you like rated each track on a scale of 1 to 10 on its own accord, I think you might find that you might have a different outcome.
Right.
Right.
But this is more fun doing it this way.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, I agree.
So Dave,
and because we just did it.
Nice, Dave. Are you going to come back and score the other ones?
I'm here whenever you need me. All right. Would love to.
First of all, we are not going to, I can tell you 100% that the next Bon Jovi album trounces Adrenalize without even a question.
Really?
Keep the Faith is a great album.
Great. Now, what's on it? Other than the title track, what's on Keep the Faith? This is when I started.
Now, I got to look stuff up.
This is when I started to.
I just think Adrenalize just is so sucky. I hate it. Okay, keep the faith. Let me find it. I'm looking. Hold on now. Everyone
call. All right, I got it. I'm fast. I got it in front of me here. One, two.
I believe, Keep the Faith. I'll Sleep When I'm Dead. In These Arms, Bed of Roses, Dry County. I want you. Blame It on Love of Rock and Roll. I think it's just a great album.
I know two songs on this album.
All right. Go listen.
Maybe three.
Okay, I'm going to tease a little bit of what the next verse is. Dave and I have come up with three of our next verses. I'm not going to tell you the albums. I'm just going to say these are the bands that are going to go head to head. Foreigner is going to go head to head with Journey.
Yeah.
U2 is going to go head to head with REM.
Oh.
And Asia is going to go head to head with Yes. That's what's going to come up soon. And I'm enjoying these. I'm planning on doing this once a month now, I think, for a while. Because I love this.
Serious battles in the future. Yes, for sure.
I'm also going to say that the playout song will be that B-side, Tear It Down, from Def Leppard. Cool. So people can hear it. Guys, let's promote each other a little bit. You guys want to tell people where you can be found on the Twitter, or on Instagram, or any of that fun stuff?
Most of the listeners have already found me after the last matchup, but it is at DFestini on Twitter. Okay. Let us know what you think. Don't be shy.
We are at Rock Solid Show. I'm at Pat_Francis. Go to rocksolidpodcast.com for all things about the show. And if you want to support the show via Patreon, it's patreon.com/rocksolidpodcast. Maybe down the road we'll do one of these and I will choose a Patreon person to be a third voice. Maybe I'll do that. If that's going to get you to throw me money, I'll say I will. Nice, Dave. Where can you be found on the Twitter? You want people to follow you, right?
Yeah. I want people to tell me I did a great job keeping score. So you can find me at Dave Schneier. That's S-C-H-N-E-I-E-R.
Excellent. And with that, thank you, Dave, to the two Daves.
Sorry, Pat, I don't mean to interrupt you, but yeah. Dave, plug your blog as well.
All right. That's kind of you to say. I do occasionally write a music blog
that's
called
Dave. That's our show, folks. We have to go. Oh. We're going to wrap it up. No, go ahead, Dave. Give it. Say it.
It's called Dave's Mixtape. The link is in my Twitter bio, so go check it out and make fun of me for writing crappy stuff. Thank you.
What happens there? Tell us about the blog. Explain what it is.
So I usually write three times a week. So on Mondays, I'll write about a CD I own that I like. Thursday is a throwback Thursday. Usually whatever I find something that happens on that date. And then Friday is New Music Friday. I try to find some new music that you might not have heard of or might like. And then what I've started to do is once a month now, I've done a monthly theme. So like January being, the new year, I pick songs that sort of related to the new year. February was the Beatles first played on Ed Sullivan in February. So I picked Beatles covers. So I create playlist mixtapes off of that and plug away. So yeah, it's fun stuff.
This is great. Go check out Dave's blog. It sounds fun. And
thank you.
Cool. That's a lot of work to put into a 3 times a week blog. So
yeah, my family isn't really happy with that. So
and your parents sound like they're parents
not at all. They're not either. So
what a Freudian slip. My parents do not like anything I do. all right, guys. Thank you, Dave Festini. Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank
Dave.
You.
Dave, I don't know why I'm having trouble with
it's okay.
Listening. Schneier?
It's Schneier. Schneier. It rhymes with liar, flyer.
With an N. Well, it's
Schneider without the D.
Yes.
Oh, that's good.
There right. It is. Yeah.
Thank you, Dave Festini. Thank you, Dave Schneier. We got this in just around 90 minutes. That's pretty great.
Nice.
We're going to see everyone next month to do another Versus episode. If you're an ASAP club member and you get this early and ad free, don't give it away. Don't let people know who won. Just hold your comments of hate until it drops to the world. And with that, I'm Pat Francis, and this is the B-side from Hysteria, the stellar song that should have been on the album, Tear It Down. Thanks, guys.
Take it easy. Thank you.
That
I can.
That's Traveling Prayer live.
Yes.
All right. Live? Yeah, live from something. I don't know what the fuck. All right, here we go. You all ready? Right.
Yes.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Rock Solid, the comedy.
Wow. Right off the bat.
That's any indication on what's going to happen today.